So finally, after trying three times, Twane has a mayor now. Democratic Alliance councillor Celia's Brink elected yesterday as the new executive mayor for the city of Twane. The vote was between him and the very, very freshly sworn in Cope councillor Ofense Moalusi, which one faction of Cope supported. The other faction said, hey, he's not our guy. But now we've got Celia's Brink in as mayor, but the issue is around the speaker, Mqadisi Nzwanana, because the DA wants a motion of no confidence in the speaker. The Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF in Tswane, saying that the multi-party coalition can't do that. They don't want that to happen. They are warning against it. Obakeng Ramabodu is the EFF leader in Tswane. Obakeng, good afternoon to you. Why are you against the multi-party coalition bringing a motion of no confidence in the speaker?
Good day, and the listeners at home. We defend the speaker because he's hardly 20 days in office, the new speaker who must be given a chance. And earlier on, when I was asked are we ready as the EFF to give Celia's Brink 100 days, I said yes, because he was democratically elected and he must be given a chance to lead, so that we judge him through his work. So we don't understand why the multi-party don't have appetite to give the current speaker an opportunity to work, because he was also elected like Celia's Brink. We after Celia's Brink got elected, we remain and congratulated him in council. The multi-party, after the speaker was elected, they walked out. So you can see who are the people who respect and defend the democracy. We are the ones who do that, because we have tolerance. We don't fight. And say that because this is the candidate that we didn't want, we don't walk away and all that. So the people who have a problem, who suffer from entitlement, is the multi-party, and the DA is the one that is leading that attitude.
Celia's Brink saying in his acceptance speech that he wants to work with opposition parties. He very clearly said that the only way to get things done is if they actually work with you. But the argument is that they want to get rid of the speaker because they won't be able to get anything passed, because the speaker, Mqadisi Nzwanana, has adjourned council sittings in the past, that he's being obstructive. What is your response to that?
If he wants to work with opposition party, Nzwanana is part of opposition party. So it's a contradiction. He can't say he wants to work with us and he leaves Nzwanana of the ATM alone. He must know that previously they had their own speaker, the speaker who used to bully council, who used to take meetings of council to virtual and appoint. Even the appointment of city manager was illegal, because he just passed the numbers that were not corresponding with the numbers of council. But we are done with that. We have a speaker now. If the DA and the coalition partners want a way forward in Tswane for the sake of service delivery, they must just leave the speaker and they have the mayor. Let's stabilize Tswane. They must sort the finances. You saw the Auditor General report of the regular expenditure of more than 10 billion. That was under the leadership of the DA. Those issues need to be sorted. And the only way we can sort those issues, we need to stabilize the city. And to stabilize the city is to have a speaker and to have a mayor. We currently have the two. Why must we fight again? We must leave the speaker, we'll leave the mayor, and we'll have stability in the city of Tswane.
Obakeng Ramabodu, the EFF leader in Tswane, reacting there. The multi-party coalition has said that they have spoken to their legal team. They're looking at what their options are. They're saying that the speaker should never have even presided over the meeting on Monday. Also saying that they are seeing a pattern of unlawfulness from the speaker, and the reality is that a majority of councillors have called for a motion of no confidence to serve, and they are being held hostage by a minority of councillors. That's the response from the EFF on that issue.